Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down south. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, polishing up those binoculars. I guess I'm going to have to use them again.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of trouble going on over there in the Middle East. Before we get going, we have a new prophetic insider up for those who are paid subscribers. And we also have a new Twilight magazine up, I believe. And that's also free for our subscribers. Before we get going, though, excuse me, wanted to read a couple of things. 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And then, Revelation 12, and that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. So here you have the arrival connected directly to now has come salvation, which probably is a coded reference, I believe, to the taking out of the church. The reason I'm bringing this up, Dr. Stephen Greer just put out something. It's called Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. And I just want to read part of this because this is, I believe, what the Bible is talking about. I've often thought that the arrival is the apex of the strong delusion. In fact, the strong delusion is tied directly to the arrival in Thessalonians. Anyway, he says the film has paradigm-changing potential. It discusses contact that has been made by the CE5 teams with scientific explanations from science of consciousness research to show how it works. Plus, it includes the most amazing footage of UFOs and actual ETs, mostly from CE5 events. Direct contact with ET civilizations is the real disclosure everyone is waiting for. This film shows how this is happening and is designed to inspire 1% of the Earth population to begin CE5, direct, peaceful, and open contact. It is time for disclosure and an era of universal peace. That's the strong delusion, folks. That's exactly what the strong delusion is telling you. This is a bypass of the cross of Jesus Christ, and it is a direct embracement of the ascension doctrine of the New Age. And I don't know exactly what Dr. Greer actually believes, but I don't believe he believes anything that the Bible has to say about it. And any comments you might have on that, Larry? You've had some UFO activity down there, and people that you know have come in contact with this. I think the human race is being set up. They've been ancient aliens. All of these things that are now on TV, the movies, are prepping the human race for acceptance of these entities as our creators, basically. And if not our creators, they're definitely our space brothers who will come and help us. What do you think?
Well, it seems like even now there's an acceleration of contacts and arrivals, if you will, and information, but the mass media is pretty much tuning it out. You know, and I find it odd that at the time that the cosmic stuff and the earth changes and all this is going on, we're actually getting less news about it happening, and it's all politics. We're too busy for aliens, and we're too busy for volcanoes and earthquakes. We're too busy for a destroyer to show up. We've got a politic.
I have to laugh, because if I didn't laugh, I'd cry about it. But I tell you what, this whole thing is, it's getting to be where it's downright insanity. And this fight between the Democrats and the Republicans, the far left and the far right, this is all part of the Matrix plan, the agenda of the Overlord, who's the great serpent and known as Satan. That old serpent who deceiveth the whole human race, with the exception of the few. The UFO, the arrival stuff, folks, is all within the Matrix. That's why it is a delusion. Jesus Christ came here, penetrated the Matrix, came behind enemy lines, told us how to get out of it. If we would hear his words and do them, he said, you're very wise. If you hear his words and don't do them, you're very dumb. And so here we are. It's that simple. He penetrated the Matrix. He came behind the enemy lines. He came into the Matrix box to get us out. And I just wish people would really take a look at that. Again, I probably shouldn't push it, but I wish more and more people would get our frequency books, because it makes it so simple. There's nothing mysterious about the simplicity of Jesus Christ. Once you understand what the program is, you're not finding it in church. We get calls. I've had calls for the last, 28 years from people who had been going to church for years and never heard any of the verses of Scripture that I was talking about in all those years. Never heard it once. Of course, when I started this many, many years ago, most of the people that we had as people who were very, very interested in the research we were doing, and they were in their 40s and 50s, and now most of them are in their late 70s and 80s, and many have passed on, and their children, and this is the bad part, and Larry and I talked about this. I want to comment from Larry on it, too. Their children didn't want anything to do with it. And so the numbers of people in the older remnant class have all but vanished from the scene. And the younger generation just does not want anything to do with it. They don't want to support it. They don't want to hear it. And they're fulfilling exactly what Peter, Paul, and the rest of them said was going to happen. Having itching ears, they turned their ears away from the truth and were turned unto fables. What say you, Larry?
Oh, you're exactly right, Stuart. You know, we had talked about this, how that most of the people were 40 or above that listen to us and really are interested in anything we've got to say, and how for a number of years a lot of those people have either passed away or gone away or moved, or our contact list is almost small, very small, and you really hardly get any comments from people. You certainly, Stuart, and I don't have to tell you how it is to limp along financially trying to keep everything going out when hardly anything's really coming in. It's almost impossible, but yet we've done the impossible, you and I both, for a number of years now. We have a crisis every once in a while because we just, I don't have savings. I don't have any money put back. I'm living month to month, and that's the whole ball game, you know. And it's just a lot of those I was thinking today. As a matter of fact, pray for Dorothy Crothers. They've had to rush her back to the hospital. She's got fluid in her lungs and having trouble, and so people remember her and keep her in prayer. And that happened today. But I was thinking today how many people's gone. So many of people that used to send me emails and contact me and send information, they've gone on. They're not even here anymore. And it's like you and I are a couple of dinosaurs sitting in the window.
Yeah, I think what's happened is the younger generation did exactly what biblical prophecy said they would do. They would be turned onto fables. They wouldn't want anything to do with the truth. They would not support it. And the Bible says the same thing, basically, concerning America and Babylon especially, that the truth disappears, it vanishes. And as the judgments of the Lord are coming down with rapid fire, they seek the truth from coast to coast, from north to south, east to west, and they cannot find it. And they cannot find it because either, one, the truth tellers out there are gone or silenced, or they've been taken out, and they are left with no truth. They cannot find it anywhere. And of course, we're getting into what the real plan of the Illuminati is. Psalm 2, let's cast their bands from us. Let's get rid of the name of Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Ghost. We don't want anything to do with those. They're a thorn in our side, the rich men say. We just don't want them around, and we're going to have to kill all those people who use that name. We cannot have it. And the Bible's very, very clear. They round up the Christians, and they kill them. And we're heading in that direction. All you got to do is listen to some of these people on the far left, on the Democrat side running for president, and what they have to say. Prison camps, re-education camps, like Hillary's Camp Joy, where everyone has to be re-educated in the communist doctrine. And Hillary's out walking around. I don't understand any of this, other than the doctrine of the Bible, of the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of lawlessness, where lawlessness reigns, chaos reigns, truth is trampled in the streets, and death and hell await the vast majority of the American people, and even the vast majority of Christians today. They are so apostate, they have no clue as to what's really going on all over. I got a email, and I think you sent this up. It's a prophecy. And I just want to read, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. And he refers to the peace deal of the century that Trump is drumming up. Could it be the start of the great tribulation period? Well, we don't know. We do know that there was a seven-year peace agreement. It's called the Oslo Accords. And Barack Obama, remember, he got his peace prize in Oslo, the World Peace Prize. He hadn't done anything to deserve it, but that's what he got. And there's a lot of this kind of stuff going on. Anyway, the message from the Lord, according to this prophecy, the peace treaty is just another signpost along the way. It is a countdown to my imminent return. It is a fig tree sign concerning Israel. The dividing of my land will bring consequences to those who do so. The repercussions are grave and will be seen quickly. Woe to those who split my land. So shall theirs be split. Division is not my will. It never has and never will be. However, man does everything he can to bring division and to destroy. Well, it's absolutely true. It goes back to the Garden of Eden and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's the source of all of this. That's the fall of the human race. They say, back to this prophecy, unity and peace. And I say this is a false pretense. There will be no unity and peace until I return and set up my kingdom. So much for dominionism. For those who are in agreement and even pleased with a plan of division, I tell you that you are not seeing clearly and understanding the times. There shall be no peace. The land shall be split, and my judgment comes, then comes the end. So this is kind of interesting in view of the prophecies, even from young children, that if we split Jerusalem and Israel into two parts, the Lord is going to split the United States into two parts. Right down through from Lake Superior, probably, and maybe even Chicago, down through, all the way to the Gulf. Anyway, for those, I want to get into this coronavirus thing. Larry's got some really interesting news on that, and then we'll get into the war, which although it's, I don't know how you vet it exactly right now, but Larry's got some stuff he wants to share. And if it's valid and it is actually going on, we are watching biblical prophecy take place right before our very eyes. Anyway, back to the virus. Psalm 91, 6 through 8. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. So, that sounds like armor for the people of God. What do you think, Larry?
Well, that's certainly does. It looks like we're certainly at a time of testing, and we're still here. So I suppose we're going to have the test. Were you referring to the book, The Eyes of Darkness?
Yes. Yes. What's your latest there? Oh boy.
Well, it's really interesting, and you know, instead of finding answers, I actually wound up with more questions. I got my hands on an original copy of the 1981 book, The Eyes of Darkness, the author using the pen name Lee Nichols. Now, this is the first one. This is the original that came out in 1981, almost 40 years ago. And we all know that Dean Koontz is Lee Nichols, so Dean Koontz wrote it. Now, what was so interesting is all over the Internet, and even there was a report coming out today from News 18 and Q Files and a lot of posts. It's going all over the Internet and Twitter about the Eyes of Darkness book by Dean Koontz and how it promotes this Wuhan 400 that was coming. Now, here's how the mystery grew, Stuart. I began to read and look through this original copy. It's a paperback 1981, Lee Nichols, or Dean Koontz. And guess what I found? And as a matter of fact, I also sent you visual copies of the reading in this book. And
yep.
in it, instead of what they were promoting as Wuhan 400, apparently Dean Koontz used the word, it's called Gorky 400. And the reason it's called Gorky, it's because it was produced in a place called the city of Gorky, Russia. It's a Russian lab production of the perfect strain of a weapon of war, if you will, biological. And I sent that to you, the data, and so it's clearly his original writing was Gorky 400. So apparently, Stuart, since the later issues of The Eyes of Darkness that came out under his own name, Dean Koontz, he changed that writing to Wuhan 400 and China. In other words, he transposed that for what was originally Gorky 400, Russia. And so then I came up with a question, Stuart. What would cause him, after he had written this novel, to suddenly... did he get a message? Did he get something from Deep State? Did he find out some intel from a Black Project? What caused him to actually change it from Russia to China? And now it seemed almost prophetic that it's China. And so I had his email address, and I sent him an email. Now, he hadn't answered, and he may never answer, but what do you think, Stuart? This is really, it's a greater puzzle now than it was originally.
Yeah, it sounds like, excuse me, it sounds like that he's almost like Clancy and was fed stuff. You know, it's kind of like Hollywood. You know, a lot of the movies they produce out there, they get the concepts, they get the advanced technology, and then they make a movie, and it's fiction, but it's not. You know what I mean? So this may be the same thing, where he's getting got some information and simply changed it over, but it still may be Russian made. We don't know where this came from. We only know it exists. Those that have really studied it claim it definitely is a weaponized virus, and all the deep state now is trying to, counter these claims. Some of the more and more articles are coming out about, well, this is all conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat, no truth in it at all, on and on it goes. So, and they're even trying to censor all of this now. Our news over here, folks, it's the most censored in the whole world. We have a deep state operation going on that's been there for years, excuse me. And they are now beginning to tighten down the screws on total censorship. And very soon it will be, you'll have to have a license to even have a website. You'll have to get state approval for anything that you produce. You'll have to have a license if you're a journalist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Deep state, the New World Order under Satan, and this is totally under Satan, cannot stand the truth. They have to lie. They don't have any options. And the human race, unfortunately, is programmed because of the fall to believe lies far more readily than they'll believe anything that's true, which is why that comment or statement, the truth is always stranger than fiction. And so people will not believe the truth. They don't believe the truth of Jesus Christ and what he commanded. They don't believe it. They have totally redacted all of this. It doesn't even exist. They might have throw the Bible in the fires and burn it. And that includes most of the Christians today. because they refuse everything Jesus had to say about it. They don't even know who America is. We get emails even now. Well, America's not Babylon. Never any scripture to prove it, because they don't have any scripture to prove it. That's just, they throw out all this garbage because they don't want to face the reality of who America is, what the world really is, and why Jesus came here to redeem the human race. They don't want anything to do with it. Well, that's fine with me. I could care less. I'm not of this planet anymore. I got saved many, many years ago when I met Jesus Christ face to face. And I wasn't even religious. I didn't have a religious bone in my body. I just wanted the truth. Well, guess who shows up? Jesus Christ himself. I am the truth, just like he said in the scriptures. And I weep sometimes when I see what's going on in the church. But it's a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Having itching ears, they've turned themselves away from the truth and instead embrace a bunch of lies of the preachers, teachers, evangelists, and prophetic scholars of today. All you got to do is go out there on the web and take a look at what they say, how you get saved. They're all a bunch of liars. I hate to call them that. The Bible says they're deceived, and they're deceiving others. And if you won't accept the truth, you have no option. You have to embrace the lie. That's what the arrival is. When the flying saucers land and these fallen angels come out, the human race is going to embrace it. They're going to love it. This is wonderful. We're being saved. We're being programmed for higher things. We're going to ascend. It's all a lie. The Matrix is a lie. That's why I wrote those two books on Frequency 1 and 2. It's a lie. It's a deception. You don't know it unless you do what Jesus Christ tells you to do. Then you'll find out real quick how much of a lie it really is. Anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent like that. We got a lot to cover. On this virus, officials, 746 people in Washington state being supervised due to the coronavirus outbreak. Now, get a load of this, folks. They're being supervised. They're not even being tested. They're just being monitored. They're out running around, as far as I know. And here's something that is really dangerous. Larry, I want your comment on this one. This is really, really dangerous. Longer incubation periods. Henan Province in central China has reported two coronavirus cases that took much longer to confirm than their previously estimated incubation period of 14 days. Incubation time between exposures to the virus and beginning to show the symptoms. One, 34 days. That's over a month. Another one, 3 months. Now, think about what that means. You're walking around. You're contagion. You're spreading it. You have no symptoms or very little symptoms. And you're walking around, and you have anywhere from a month to 3 months to do this. Do you know what that means? That means blanket worldwide. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think you're accurate. We seem to be finding that the incubation period of this disease is a little longer maybe than we thought, and there's a very disturbing report came out of Japan. I think the Q Files posted it today, said that Japan had released either 1,000 or 1,100 of suspected carriers. They just let them go. They were foreign people, and they just let them go. And so, you know, this is going to spread. We don't know really what it is. That's the problem. And I wanted to say this real quick and get your comment. This is only on Breitbart News. by the way. Mm-hmm. It says exclusive, Senator Tom Cotton talking on the coronavirus is warning that establishment media in the USA is spouting nothing but Chinese Communist Party line. Says that China is paying millions to the New York Times and the Washington Post and others to run China propaganda reports. So, Stuart, mainstream media seems to be America's, maybe it's America's greatest enemy.
Well, mainstream media is just nothing but the propaganda arm for the New World Order and the Communist New World Order and the United Nations. Here's one headline. WHO, the World Health Organization, UN, holds secret talks with tech giants to stop the spread of coronavirus misinformation. In other words, the truth is what the United Nations says it is. Reminds me of that movie, The Shooter. The truth is what I say it is, said the U.S. senator before he got a bullet between his eyes. this is the whole problem. When WHO tells you that the truth is what they say it is, what they're really saying is the lie is what we're going to call the truth. And you better believe the lie. Well, the lie is that this is obviously getting more and more into the global deep state and the Georgia Guidestones, the elimination of millions of humans, because after all, they want to reduce the world population by 6.5 billion people. Well, how are you going to do that without getting caught? You're going to do it through germ warfare, because you can't get caught with germ warfare. We have no idea where this came from. And they're not going to believe people like Mike Adams or these other doctors who have examined this and said this is definitely a military-grade bioweapon. And may even be a targeted weapon. Nobody's going to believe them. The American people are totally naive when it comes to this sort of thing. You could have warning after warning after warning about this, and people are going to be traveling around just like nothing's happened. They don't really believe it. I found that out when I was doing seminars, and people would, at the end of the seminar, they'd come up and nod and say, you know, that's very, very interesting, while other people, you knew perfectly well they didn't believe a word you had to say. They're just being polite. But then other people, you knew that not only did they take in what you had to say, they were going to search it out on their own, which is what everybody should do. You shouldn't take my word for it, Larry's word for it, or anything else. Search it out for yourself. Find out whether what we're telling you is the truth or whether it's a lie. Anyway, the World Health Organization has held talks with tech giants to stop the spread of coronavirus misinformation, despite the fact that some things once labeled misinformation have turned out to be true. Well, of course, they want this out there. I'm convinced now, because of the way the United States has operated on this thing, and the way the flight patterns were, they want this to go worldwide. Now, how bad it's going to be, we don't even know yet. Larry, we won't even know until what? Maybe in the fall?
Well, it's very, some of the wording that I've been getting in email reports is the fact that this may not really show up completely until March. You know, which is next month, or maybe April or May. People are not really zeroed in on what the basis of the incubation period really, really is with this, and it's pretty much an unknown. So isn't it interesting, though, Stuart, if it's May or going into the summer, we're almost at a 2020 election. With that going on, we probably won't even have a 2020 election. So it's very disturbing, Stuart, that we can't get any real answers, not real ones anyway.
Yeah. Well, here's another article. If people don't think it's serious in Wuhan and that area, China has reportedly deployed 40 industrial incinerators to the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan. Chinese media reports that the furnaces have been shipped to the city among ongoing fears that the death toll is being covered up. Folks, that's what people like Mike Adams and the rest of these guys out there have been trying, and Hal Turner, have been trying to tell people right along, that the news coming out of China is, manufactured, far from being true. Why would you send huge industrial incinerators to Wuhan? Probably because, one might think, they can't keep up with it. What do you think about that one, Larry?
Well, that's that is interesting, and I did see an earlier report, too, that they were going to send incinerators for animals because they were afraid the animals may be carrying it, and I guess they're going to get rid of all them. So I tell you what, it's amazing. But on the other hand, and I sent it to you, but I won't say who sent it, or I don't want his name read or anything. An individual that deals with China in business is indicating that other outside that Hubei province or whatever, Wuhan and all, that a lot of the businesses are in full operation. Nothing shut down.
Yeah, so we're getting all this different news. I mean, one news says there's 80 million or 800 million people now under lockdown, and I don't know, 22, 25 cities are under total lockdown, and then we hear nothing's, that's all garbage. It's just way over exploded. I guess we won't know for sure. We do know one thing. They're, one of their generals gave a speech many years ago, and he said that he advocated deceitful and covert warfare against his enemies. There would be little question that the bird flu pandemic would deeply excite them. This is what he had to say. I just want to repeat a little bit of it. Comrades, I'm very excited today because the large-scale outline that was done for us showed that our next generation is quite promising and our party's cause will be carried on. Now, remember, the UN and China are both communist operations. In fact, China and the United Nations operate basically in tandem. In answering the question, would you shoot at women, children, and prisoners of war, more than 80% of the respondents answered in the affirmative, exceeding far our expectations. Then he goes on to say how they want to use biowarfare against America, kill off the Americans so they can come in, take over the land where you can't do that if you're using nuclear warfare because you contaminate the everything around it. And although they are working on low-yield weapons, you still have to deal with radiation poisoning. So they'd rather produce a virus that kills people, but when it gets outside of people, it's dead within a day or so. And maybe this is an experiment on that. We don't know yet. Here's another headline. So many dead bodies. Indianapolis. This is in the United States. The corona, coroner's office is out of space. Now, they would not comment on why so many dead bodies. But when you look at what they have said and what reports now are starting to leak out, this thing is far more widespread in the United States. 32 states was the last word I had. It's going all over. So anyway, now if you couple this with something that's going on in England, doctors can deny treatment if patients have wrong political opinions. Well, let's expand that a little bit. You believe in the Constitution. you believe in the Bill of Rights, you're a Christian, or you believe in something that the state says, then you don't get treated. This is where this is all going, folks. If you take a look at some of the videos that are surfacing out of Wuhan and that area, the brutality of the people by the police is beyond pale. It's incredible. And I don't advise people even watching it. It's so bad. There is absolutely no regard at all for human life over there at all. They have said for some time that they were overpopulated. So we don't know if deep state, global deep state did this or whether Chinese leaders did this. We don't know. But it will take care of some of their population problem. Culling. They don't care, folks. Georgia Guidestones. Deagle.com. At least probably 250 million people in the United States are to be done away with. This is a global UN deep state operation to cull the human herd. And you're part of that human herd. I've warned people for years, the target is you. They mean to kill you one way or another. And if they can't get you with this, they'll get you with a vaccine. If they can't get you with a vaccine, they'll come around and take your guns and kill you. There's a million different things, and we've got a lot of traitors in the United States military now, from the top on down. Not all of them. Some are real loyal Americans, loyal to the Constitution, but they're being outnumbered, just like Trump's being outnumbered, if he's not part of this. And Psalm 2 says he probably is part of it, but that doesn't mean he's consciously part of it. He may be, may not be. It doesn't really matter. What matters is the end result. And the end result is going to be, it seems like, they will use this to get rid of Trump. I mean, if China goes into bankruptcy, it's going to go around the world. Remember David Wilkinson's vision? It started in China, went around the world. And if I remember that right, Larry, when Mexico declared bankruptcy, and they do have the virus in Mexico, you had 2 weeks to get all your money out of the bank because the banks were going to be shut down, and it was going to be a six-month holiday. I want you all to think about the ripple effects of a six-month banking holiday where you cannot use your, I don't know what they call those things, you know, where you go put your card in, you get some money. What do they call those, Larry?
Those ATM cards?
ATM, yeah, ATMs. Yeah, that'll be shut down. The banks will be closed. Think about the ripple effects. No trucking. No gasoline, no medical supplies, a mess, riots you wouldn't believe. This is something that the deep state loves. They want chaos. Out of chaos comes the new world order. Because the people, because of their conditions and destitution, will beg for the government to do something. Well, they'd be more than willing to do something. That's how this thing works. It's all part of the matrix, folks. And the Satan knows exactly what he's doing. Okay, to the war. Larry, what's the latest of this Turkish war? And this is part of Bible prophecy, folks.
Well,
what do you think?
It's really interesting, Stuart, because this started a day or two ago. And mainstream media in America is absolutely, it's absent, totally absent. And what began really was a meeting in Moscow between representatives of Turkey and Putin. And Turkey was wanting to invade Syria. They've actually invaded to some degree, but not like they want to. And anyway, I posted a report this morning that Erdogan of Turkey was warning Syria that the talks with Russia had failed and an offensive was coming against Syria. Well, Russia had also warned Turkey not to invade Syria, and the report this morning said said Turkish tank convoy bombed in Syria by Russian forces. Now, what happened, basically, that I could find out, is that as soon as talks broke down with Russia, Erdogan's forces, the mixed army and the Turkish army, actually begun invasion into Syria, and the Russians bombed them. And it says Russian bombers destroyed 23 Turk army tanks, 18 multiple launch rocket systems, and 50-plus armored Turkish units inside Syria. Said the Russian attack aircraft bombed the Turkish army units as they crossed into Syria. And then we got a report out from Yahoo News after that, said UN envoy warns of an imminent danger of a Russian-Turkish war as fighting in Syria escalates. And did you want to read the newest report on the Turkish attack on the Russians in Syria?
Let me see if I can scroll down and find it. Let's see. I think that's the older one. Let me scroll down here a bit further. You know, when you get so much news, you just pile it up on one after the other.
Well, I can read my notes, Bill.
Yeah, why don't you read from yours? Because it's going to take me a while to find it.
Oh, okay. This is a running battle, if you will, put out by Hal Turner on a case-by-case situation of what's going on. And I'll just read his list real quick. And these are notes. This is not the full deal. This is notes. Says Turkish army attack on Russian Latakia military base in Syria. That was a headline. Says the Turkish army artillery attacks on Russian and Syrian forces in Syria. Then next is reported the Syrian army responds to Turkish attacks on the Syrian forces bombing the Turkish military locations. Then you've got the Turkish army now shelling Russian naval port city of Latakia and a military base there. And then you've got the Syrian air defenses defending against Turkish onslaught. You've got Turkey now had informed NATO of its attack on Russian and Syrian forces inside Syria in the Idlib region. And latest report, Turkish warplanes now moving to bomb Idlib. And this is the latest stirred and the most disturbing. This is from Hal Turner. Says three Russian generals, including the grandson of the Russian foreign minister Lavrov, killed by the Turkish artillery attack on the Russian base's force.
Yeah. Putin's not going to put up with that. Now, prophetically, folks, Turkey, if you go into Ezekiel 38 and 39, is aligned with Russia. And that's most likely what we're watching right now. And I believe there was a rabbinic prophecy, correct me if I'm wrong there, Larry, about the taking of Constantinople by the Russians. And that when that happened, the end begins. We've been getting a lot of rumbles. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, it's a rabbi, you know, one of the older rabbis years ago, maybe over 100 years ago, actually gave a prophecy. And he said that he was shown that when the Russians bomb Constantinople, and of course we know Constantinople's not the name anymore, it's what, Istanbul, the capital of Turkey. He said when the Russians bomb Constantinople, he said the return of the Lord is so close, and he's talking to the Jewish people, don't even go change your clothes. The rabbis all believe this. They really believe that there's going to be a war, a quick war, between Russia and Turkey, and Russia will bomb the capital of Turkey.
Yeah, and that probably triggers the rest of these wars, would be my guess. So what we're watching, folks, is really the realignment of Turkey towards Russia. Right now they're going to fight it out. There's no way Turkey can win a war with Russia. In fact, if Russia decided to,
They could take Europe, and nobody could stop them. Putin has weapons that we wish we had. Let's put it that way. The only thing that this would stop would be if we introduced our Space Force, our TR-3Bs, our microwave, and our other weapons of war, which may be all in the global hands. Remember what Psalm 2 says, that it's the rich men of the earth, the rulers of the planet, that get together and they bring about this new world order. So, as I said, Lavrov, he may not have had any clue this was going to happen. Putin may have had no clue this was going to happen. You do have these rogues that Larry has talked about for a long time. These guys don't necessarily play by the rules. Anyway, more, he says, Turkish army attacking positions of the Syrian army, and he's got some names there. Turkey informs NATO. Now, why are they informing NATO? Unless they're going to turn to NATO for help when the Russians pound them to pieces.
Yeah, I would say, Stuart, that, we do know that Erdogan wants Syria, all of Syria, and actually that whole region for his own caliphate. And, you know, he's a little bit off bubble, if you will. And what's interesting is we don't know who ordered the attack into against the Russians, but I would assume it was Erdogan. And, you know, what's interesting, too, I can't vet it, but I did see a report today that there's some of those, not the backfire bombers, but the, you know, those are prop planes, but the Tupolev, I believe it is, the...
Yes.
The
104s or whatever they call it, yes.
Yeah, nuclear capable. They were flying to Syria. So this may really get bad, and it may get bad quick.
Well, it says Turkish warplanes. This is his updated 410. Turkish warplanes headed to Idlib. Well, and Erdogan had the nerve to say we're going to establish a no-fly zone over Syria. Erdogan has no right in Syria at all. The United States has no right in Syria whatsoever. But Russia has every right to be there because he was invited in by the Syrian government. So he has an open, lawful, under international law, right to defend Syria. And what Erdogan is trying to do is reestablish, like Larry said, his caliphate. He wants a new Ottoman Empire. And who knows who he is and who knows how this is going to go, but it doesn't sound to me like this is going to go too well. If you kill some Russian generals, I know what Putin's like. He's KGB. That's not going to sit well. What do you think he's going to do, Larry?
I would assume that Turkey's going to get hit or slammed, probably somewhere.
Yeah, big time. In fact, this may lead to a major world war conflict. you can't be messing around, actually, with, how do I word this, with the Russians all that much. They're not like we are, where we'll take blows after blow after blow. They don't do that. They reply in like kind, and maybe even more. In fact, Putin may decide, well, I think we better just take these people out, which is what prophecy would indicate, that we dominate Turkey and they align themselves with Russia and Russian allies. That's prophetic. So I think that's probably what we're watching. What else you got, Larry?
Well, yeah. I've got so many notes, I don't know my own name hardly, but I tell you what, by the way, it's really interesting that there's a new X-22 video. I'll send it to you tomorrow. It's reporting that the curtain has been pulled back and the puppet master's revealed and game over. Now, where it goes, I don't really know, but I'm going to post that tomorrow and also send you a copy of it. It's very interesting because it's revealing George Soros and Barack Obama.
Yeah, well, you had kind of a word from the Lord or a vision about George Soros falling. So,
well,
in order for that to happen,
Stuart,
he did
and I've kind of wondered.
Go ahead.
You know, I've kind of wondered and kept an eye out. I don't know what falling means. It could mean a number of things, you know, but I wouldn't be surprised if we may be close to that. And, of course, you also had an experience where it was revealed who Barack Obama really is.
Yes. Yep. And I still firmly believe it. I know a lot of people think we're nuts and that Obama's gone. Not by any means is Obama gone. It's very, very interesting even that the rabbis in Israel, or some of them, have come out with articles saying, well, there are two messiahs, one good, one evil. And Barack, of course, is totally against Israel. You may remember how he treated Netanyahu horribly. You don't treat a head of state that way. If you don't want them in your country, you don't invite them, but you don't invite them and then treat them the way Netanyahu was treated, and I'm sure the Lord looks down at that. And I'm not saying Netanyahu's a clean fellow. No, nobody is in this matrix we live in. Human race is totally corrupt. That's why Jesus called us evil. You know how to give you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. He's telling the human race something. We are fallen and dead spiritually before the Lord. Here's another headline that's kind of interesting. The death of free speech. Zuckerberg asked governments for instructions on what discourse should be allowed. It appears that Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg has relented in what may prove to be the death knell for free speech in the West. Now, we already know that they are censoring left and right. The other thing I want to mention before we have to close, the dominoes are falling. China's shutdown to crush India's already crumbling economy. Folks, this is probably going to lead to a full-scale crash. And what's interesting is when nations are going to suffer major economic collapse, what do? They go to war. What are we seeing? Economic collapse. That's what we're watching. It already, global shipping was already down. We've warned about that before. Just remember what David Wilkinson had to say. If you see Mexico go under, get your money out of the bank, because banks are going to close, and you're going to be without that luxury, so to speak, according to David, 6 months before they get things back under control. I want you to think about being in a major city where you don't have any money for 6 months. That means no food stamps, probably, or no anything. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? Doesn't sound good to me.
No, but, you know, I've been considering this and thinking about it, and I kind of feel like the strongest martial law will be in the major cities. You know, out
yes.
from the cities and in the countrysides, and especially the middle of nowhere where I live, it's probably not going to be that much effect.
Well, that, and you're going to have, you know, the cities will, if they follow the China model, it looks like they're going to, when this thing really fully develops, if it does, they're going to go into full lockdown. You can't get in, you can't get out. And that's what's happened over there in Wuhan and some of the other cities there. Not very good, folks, and we're not used to that. Let's be honest. We have not had anything like that, and so the people of the United States would have no clue as to how to survive something like that. So that develops into chaos. And, of course, then you've got Trump very frustrated about no crimes being punished. And on it goes. Chaos in the matrix. That's why Jesus came here, to get you out of the matrix, and that's what you have to do. And I hope people will do that, because this is more serious than you could ever realize or understand. When the Bible talks about these kind of things, it's not kidding. It's not fooling anyone. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate the input and information. And, folks, we'll bring you up to date if anything really breaks. And otherwise, we'll see you Friday night. Anyway, take care.